A 5-alarm fire shut down city streets and displaced at least 30 people on Tuesday morning. The Montreal Fire Department says they deployed 150 firefighters to a 3-story building at 1923 St. Catherine Street West, following a call made just after 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The building held a mix of commercial and residential properties, with a burger shop, a fried chicken restaurant, and a noodle spot all casualties of the fire. CKUT spoke to one of the Montrealers who took to social media with a message of support for those affected, someone with links of her own to the building at St. Catherine and Towers.
I'm actually not somebody that ever cares about loss of material things, but this really hit hard.
Along with her family, Niloufer El-Shabaji owns Niloufer, now a catering and wholesale business. For the better part of 3 decades, it was a popular falafel joint in the building hit by Tuesday's fire. Niloufer left the space in 2023 when the landlord declined to renew their lease.
We did leave there 2 years ago, but we were there for 30 years, and I grew up there. So it's feels like a loss of a childhood home, and I just know everybody that, lived behind the restaurant in the alleys, and all the people that, I would see every day when I'm going to work who just lived, in the little courtyard. It was, maybe they didn't have a house, but that was, that was their space, and it's really, really sad.
The cause of Tuesday's fire is still unknown. The building was 140 years old, but El-Shabaji says we shouldn't assume its age was the cause.
There was never any electrical problems. We really rarely, seldom, I can't remember, maybe 4 times in the 30 years did we have to bring an electrician in for something. I don't really know. I can't imagine what happened.
CBC reports that building owner Amcor Holdings sought to redevelop the site into condos, but was stymied by city zoning rules. The company told CKUT they were not commenting on the fire when reached by phone. Montreal's fire department told CKUT there were no serious injuries and that the inhabitants of the 30 units evacuated are being helped by the Red Cross. But El-Shabaji is still worried about what will happen to them in the long term.
The people that lived upstairs had to live upstairs. They didn't have another option to live anywhere else. I know them personally, and I can't imagine what's going to happen to them. And I just feel so bad for everybody that's going to be relocated. And I don't know how they're even going to relocate with the prices of rent. And I mean, everything, comes hand in hand. I think about everything that could be fixed in the city that's not being fixed, that this is just going to add to. And the people that are going to pay are the business owners and the tenants and the people that don't have any other option.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal, the Local Journalism Initiative.